Hello.
Hey, this is Jonathan from Roadside Assistance.
Yeah.
Hey, I just want to let you know I do have somebody that's able to assist. I hope the agent that did talk to you before had told you about the prior possible upcoming charges that could happen with the out-of-pocket expenses, depending on areas.
No, they said everything should be free because I've been having a problem with this. I shouldn't have to pay anything.
Well, that's, let's see here. Oh, man, I thought she had talked to you about that. Let's see here.
The last agent I talked to, they ended up having to talk to their supervisor, and they supposed to be overriding it because there's something going on with my account where they're making me seem as like I have been paying for roadside assistance. I filed y'all before, like April the 6th or 7th of this past year, and y'all told me I didn't have roadside assistance.
Oh, right. I did. I spoke to you earlier as well, if I'm correct.
Okay, yeah, because I think you was the last. I don't know if I talked to you. You probably was the one I talked to.
Yeah, I was the second agent you talked to. Yeah.
And then I talked to somebody else after I talked to you.
Right. Okay, so it's showing you're only covered for $100. So it's showing up. I'm sorry.
Why would I only be covered for $100 if it's roadside assistance and that's what it's for?
Well, that I'm very not sure of, but that's for showing how much you're covered for your roadside assistance.
Well, they told me everything was going to be free. I already had told you earlier that I talked to somebody and they gave me a ticket number.
Mm-hmm.
I gave you that number, the same ticket number that the other lady used. She got my product code or product something and my plan letter,
mm-hmm.
all that stuff from off the paper. And I had the insurance agent on three-way with her. She told me that you didn't call the office and talk to someone, but you did call the office and talk to someone. Like, it's getting confusing. But when I talked to her and I talked to her last, she gave me a 1-8-8 number to call in the morning to mm-hmm. see what's the problem with my coverage, to talk to somebody with customer service. But I'm not supposed to be paying anything for this.
All right, here, let's see. We're going to make sure we get this overrided because it even shows in the notes. It overrides coverage for the following reason. Yeah, it says you're verified for coverage and everything. I don't even know why it's pulling this up in the system. I hate the system sometimes. Here, give me 1 second. I'm going to put you on hold real quick, and we're going to get this overrided. Give me 1 second.
What's your name?
My name is Jonathan.
Jonathan, okay.
All right, give me 1 second. Yep, sadly, it's only showing me that you're only covered for $100, but it will not let me override it.
I'm so sick of this shit. How much is the towing going to be then? How much is it in total?
It will be $114.38.
So I need to pay $14.38?
$114.38.
I'm only covered for $100, right?
Yes, ma'am.
So y'all going to pay the $100, right? And I have to pay the $14.83 or $14 whatever.
Right. We'll pay for the $100 while you pay for the $114.38.
So it's $200 and some to get the console.
Right.
Oh, no, sir. Oh, don't worry about it. I'm sick of this shit. Y'all